This is the Envision Crystal Clear podcast. We are with our host, Lisa McGarrity. Lisa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Well, it feels like evening because this stupid daylight savings tradition that we still insist upon,
yeah.
It's not even 4 o'clock yet.
And the sun is going down.
Man.
Right? Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
Does that affect what you do? Do the different seasons affect your intuition?
I do prefer the dark for certain things. I like to do readings when it's dark outside. I think when it comes to, you know, hearing from the deceased people, it's easier to do in the evening. Can be done during the day. But in terms of mood and energy, I like sunshine.
Is there a particular reason why you think the spirits come to you faster or more easily in the dark?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that. I'm going to tell you, I have no idea. I really don't. Do I read in the afternoon sometimes? For sure. And can it be beautiful and amazing? Absolutely. Yes, for sure. But there's something about as soon as the sun goes down, it seems like it's easier.
Sure.
And if we think about it, you know, when do ghosts happen? When do people discover they have ghosts in their house? Usually at night, right?
Yeah, no one ever says I was walking on the beach during a bright sunny day.
Right. And saw a spirit
Uncle
go
Jack.
By.
Yeah.
Right, totally. Yeah, there's something about the mood shift, I think, and the energy shift that makes it easier.
I mean, this is the type of year depression could set in, mood swings could set in,
mm-hmm.
and we have to be dealing with family and people that we normally don't. So before we can deal with any other relatives or anything like that,
right.
Are there certain stones, spells, prayers that we can use to get ourselves in a better mood to deal with a lot of uncertainty coming up?
Oh, for sure. I think a lot of people think of folks like myself who practice magic or are interested in witchcraft as being night people or aligned with the moon. And I love the moon and I love the evening, but I love the sunshine too. And I do have a practice of trying to greet the sun early in the day. And especially this time of year as it starts to get dark, to align myself to whatever sunlight exists. I find it lifts depression and helps with mental clarity and helps with energy. And, you know, I don't want to fight against the sads and the poor me's. I'd rather be optimistic.
There's that old saying that you can only control you.
Right.
So there has to be some rituals that we can do to boost ourselves in these times. What is the easiest stone to carry around for your simple well-being?
For simple, happy well-being. You asked me a moment ago about stones, and I love citrine for that reason. It's a golden yellow color. It's usually fairly easy to find, and I definitely use it this time of year and all the way into the winter to keep my mood lifted.
Do you just keep it in your pocket?
I carry it on my body, or
okay.
Hold it in my pocket, or sleep with it under my pillow. Any of those are helpful. I am prone to depression, not a big surprise. So I've just, over the course of my life, found
You carry
all
a lot
these.
Of people's energy.
I do. And I'm happier these days than I used to be when I was, you know, teens and 20s. Midlife has its gifts, right? But I think that, you know, these little routines I've learned, I see citrine sitting over there. Look at that beautiful golden brown stone. It's got a little bit of shimmer to it. That's a dark citrine. Sometimes it's more of a bright yellow.
Looks like something you would find in the ocean.
Yeah, for sure. I think it actually comes from deep within the earth, but it has that golden, happy, kind of juicy energy that I think definitely can make you feel happy.
So if you were to purchase one of these stones, you know, Envision Crystal has pretty much everything. You wouldn't think a store so quaint would have the amount of things in it that it does.
We're teeny tiny, but packed to the brim, yeah.
How would you program that stone or set the intention of that stone? Is, you know, for just simple well-being, is there a certain saying within the spiritual world, or is there a way to word it?
I mean, I think what we would want to do, you have to kind of personalize these things. If you know yourself and you know your mood and you know your rhythm, you might want to say something super simple like, you know, I charge and charm this stone to be for me an aid to my mood, an aid to my happiness. And with the help of this stone, I welcome moments of joy. How's that? That'll
work. Sounds great. I mean, you know, when I was younger, I always fell into the same patterns. And it was always, well, I'm just an a-hole. I look for, you know, the same girl, carbon copy, problem after problem. But then as I start to get into this type of thing more, I learn that there's more to it than that. So as we're getting ready to deal with so many relationships, how do we program ourselves to not fall into the same patterns, either with the relationships that we have to deal with or with upcoming relationships. I mean, after the holidays, everybody's starving to find somebody again.
True.
Right? So, like, how do you set the intention within yourself to not attract the same problems?
Well, how did you do it? Sounds like you mastered that.
No, I got lucky.
Oh, he got fortunate. A nice girl found you? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I mean, well, honestly, it was that. And, you know, one of my psychic medium friends, he actually had said to me point blank, stop worrying, a girl named Nicole is coming for you.
And I love it.
Kind of laughed at him and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I honestly do believe, looking back on it, that after I started working with intuitives and psychics more, a lot of this stuff kind of worked itself out. I still would laugh at you if you suggested it to me, but that seems to be the case. I know that working within this realm can help.
Right.
But I think a lot of people are still skeptical about it. Like, there's got to be some kind of spell you can do or
even
ritual.
More, you could do a ritual and you could do a spell, and you know I love magic, so I'm pro-magic. But I also think that what you just said is the most important thing, which is you have to know your pattern. If you keep picking the same kind of person, if you even with work, there are people that keep having the boss that abuses them. And that's their pattern over and over and over again, right? Once you recognize the pattern, then you can be like, whoa, wait a second. How come I'm creating this reality? Like, okay, yeah, that guy over there is a jerk. That's known, right? But then you can say to yourself, like, why am I finding myself in this situation? What does it remind me of? Is it something from my childhood? Is it maybe something from a past life? And what can I do in the present moment to change it around? Because really, each of us really is the creator, the creatrix of our own life. It's hard to take that responsibility, but then once you really get the vibe of that and the awesome power of that, then you don't mind doing it and you can make new things happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's where manifesting comes in.
That is 100% manifesting, yes. Where you say to yourself, like, in my next job, I'm going to have great working relationship with the authority figures I work with.
Now, let's say you're facing resistance in the job that you have, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, everybody's fantasy is to march into the boss's office, raise two middle fingers, and then take off. Yeah.
Right.
Not necessarily practical, especially in today's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way, I mean,
well, when you're your own boss.
Well, yeah.
Then it's a problem. Right.
But can you manage the damage done of dealing with a toxic boss? Is there a way to limit that without applying magic that's going to affect him personally?
Right. So that's definitely a case where you want to step back and look at your own pattern and say, okay, why? What is it? What is it inside of me that's contributing to this situation? Because, of course, that person brings something to the table, but each of us brings something to the table, too. So you might notice, like, oh, I was raised in a very authoritarian household, or, oh, I was, you know, I had a older sibling who gave me a hard time and I had to obey or listen to that person. And it could be that something like that is being repeated, right? So once you notice that, then you can become aware of your response. You can say to yourself, okay, I'm contributing because I'm accustomed to this pattern. What if I just switch it up a little bit? What if I walk in the door with a calmer, friendlier attitude? What if I decide not to be triggered by what this boss says or does and I just respond different? Every little change we make will change the other person too, right? It's all a sea of change. Will your, you know, your authority figure suddenly transform into a great, wonderful, amazing human being? Maybe not, right? Maybe. Miracles never cease. But maybe what can actually happen is you just don't get so reactive about it.
Right.
Maybe you're just calmer and just go, oh, look, it's that pattern again. But you don't feel the same emotional trigger. And then you can handle things differently. You can use humor sometimes, or you can respond differently and catch people off guard. Like, oh, Brian responded a little different this time, right? He didn't do what he usually does. And I think, you know, that can be a great big gift. But whether it's work or friendships or family, whatever the case, we have to really, I think, be responsible and be aware of what we're bringing to the table too.
No, I totally get that. I mean, this podcast is all about, you know, learning about magic and learning about yourself. But that was an excellent therapy lesson.
You got it. Like, free therapy.
Lisa, I do believe, though, that this is therapy in its own way.
I mean,
you have to apply different things. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So when people come in to Envision Crystal, I'm imagining they're looking for something different.
I mean, listen, I'll go out on a limb here. Although I'm a fan of psychotherapy, I think it can be great. In some ways, this is even better because we go right to the source of the problem.
Right.
You are encouraged right away, no matter who you are, to take responsibility for your life.
Right. It's not tell me where it started. It's what's
exactly.
the problem now.
It's like, what's the problem now? Yeah. How can we fix the problem now? Because there's always more to learn anyway,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think that taking a magical / spiritual / I don't know, healing approach can definitely get the job done faster.
Lisa, I appreciate you joining us for these. Before we go, you do have a class coming up.
I have a great class coming up on November 29th. It's a Monday evening, and that'll be from 6 to 9:30 at night. And that class is called The Art of Spell Casting.
So it's here?
It's actually going to be over in Setauket, one okay. town over at the Setauket Neighborhood House, which is a great location. It's a beautiful location. And we'll be talking all about how to create spells to really change your life, make things happen.
Lisa, I appreciate it. We will talk to you next time.
Thank you so much, Brian.
That was super fun.